You are listening to the new Mutual Audio Network. Welcome home.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences. Welcome to Story Circle Theater. I'm John Bell. I'm going to read you a story called The Scariest Jack-O-Lantern. Jerry wasn't the biggest pumpkin in the pumpkin patch, but he had the biggest dreams. He wanted to be the scariest jack-o'-lantern ever. The family who took him home started to carve a face on him. They carved two happy eyes and a big smile, but no nose. Jerry had wanted a face that would make trick-or-treaters scream with fright, but alas, his carved face was, well, silly. But Jerry wasn't worried. He knew that when the time came, he could turn his silly face into a scary face and make trick-or-treaters scream and run. Finally, Halloween came, and Jerry sat on the doorstep awaiting his victims, the candle inside him glowing brightly. The sun started to set, darkness fell, and children in costumes roamed the street. Three came up the walkway, a ghost, a witch, and Spider-Man. Jerry tried to make his eyes look evil and his mouth look monstrous. The children took one look at him and said,
"What a silly-looking jack-o'-lantern!"
They laughed, took their treats, and walked away. Jerry was disappointed, but believed that if he really tried, he could scare the next group of kids. And here they came, a princess, a pirate, and Spider-Man. Jerry tried his very best to make himself look horribly frightening, but the children took one look at him and said,
"That's a silly-looking jack-o'-lantern."
They laughed, took their treats, and walked away. Jerry started to worry that he would never scare anybody. A curious squirrel bounded up and looked at Jerry's face. It chuckled at Jerry, then jumped up on top of his head. Jerry was so sad that he couldn't even scare a squirrel. It leaped off, kicking with its rear legs so hard that Jerry rocked back and forth. The candle inside Jerry tipped over, scorching the pumpkin goo inside, which made a terrible smell. Jerry, having no nose, did not notice the stink. But he did notice three more children coming, a skeleton, a rock star, and Spider-Man. Jerry put everything he had into making the most nasty,
evil, scary, horrible, terrifying face possible.
The children took one look at him and said,
"What a silly looking..."
Then they froze in their tracks. They took a whiff of the most nasty,
evil, scary, horrible, terrifying smell ever.
They screamed, turned, and ran away. Jerry had done it. He just knew that he had made his face into the scariest jack-o'-lantern ever. For the rest of the night, children approached. Jerry made a face. The children sniffed the air, screamed, and ran off. Jerry was very happy. And the children who lived in the house where Jerry sat were very happy, too. They had lots and lots of leftover Halloween treats. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed my story. Come back next week for more Story Circle Theater on the Mutual Audio Network.
Good morning! We hope you're enjoying Saturday's Story Circle. Got enough cereal? How's the coloring going? You can always join us tomorrow on Mutual with the Sunday Showcase. Original audio drama from the United Artists of Audio, right here on Mutual. Subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for exciting audio drama every day. Or find the Sunday Showcase feed in your favorite podcast players.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.